Welcome to a feature that I'm calling 5 minutes, in which I will attempt to illuminate a movie using only a small section of it. This is a contrast to the commentary tracks we've been doing that are, I think, a little labor-intensive and a little too logistically difficult and require too much investment of time. They also require that you own or rent the movie in question. So this really doesn't require that you watch the movie along with it, but that you merely have some familiarity with it. The first thing I'll be doing is The Truman Show, and I'm doing this as part of the Misunderstood Blogathon as well, which I'm hosting at Culture Snob. We're going to look at basically the very last section of The Truman Show. It's actually going to be more like 6 minutes rather than five. If you have it at home and want to watch along, we're at the 1 hour 29 minute mark. Truman has just survived the storm that Christoph has thrown at him and is on the verge of discovering the end of his world. There's a lovely shot I'm looking at before I press play, involving the very front of his ship and his boat, and it's a setup of a shot a little later where that breaks through the edge of the dome where the show is filmed. I'm going to press play on the count of three. One, two, three. The reason I wanted to do this movie for the Misunderstood Blogathon is because there's a maxim that says that a movie teaches you how to watch it, and I think the really interesting thing about The Truman Show is that it teaches you how to watch it the wrong way. What I mean by that is it's incredibly manipulative. It's upfront about being manipulative. Obviously, it's about a very specific type of, a very extreme example of reality television. But it uses the music of that reality television show as a way to basically goose the audience and manipulate it. But even more, I think, interesting is the way it uses reaction shots from the actual audience of the actual Truman Show that's being shown. And what it is trying to, I think, move you toward is a happy ending in a movie where the ending is actually fairly tragic, I think, and that's what I think is misunderstood. And I think Peter Weir, the director, and Andrew Niccol, the writer, are very consciously trying to maybe make the audience question, or at least maybe be a little bit conflicted about what's happening here, because they are both, I think, satirizing and criticizing the media culture while also invoking it and using its tools. So I think there are a lot of people who probably watch The Truman Show and find it uplifting, whereas I find it incredibly depressing in a certain way, which I'll talk about in a minute. Truman Burbank, who's played by Jim Carrey, has just realized that I think what he has suspected for a long time and has probably already always known on some level, which is that his world is artificial, and he's heartbroken. He is at this painted sky at the edge of the dome after, and now he's walking along the edge of it. I think it's kind of a lovely way that Weir holds on to this moment and does it for, lets it go on for quite a while, because it's a world-altering revelation, and it doesn't just happen. There's one aspect, I think, of The Truman Show that I think is I've never seen discussed, but I think is really fascinating, which is the Jim Carrey's performance. I think there's an element of it that is very much very performance-like, very theatrical, very, he's on. And I think that there are some people who find that maybe that performance isn't as natural or genuine as ought to be, but I think there's a something truly subtle going on, in the sense that Truman, even though he doesn't know he's on television, has been conditioned for television. He is somebody who's everybody around him is manipulating him to try to create drama or to try to create an entertaining television show. And he's sort of being goaded by them, and he's being... they're trying to get reactions out of him. So that performance style, which isn't very naturalistic and has kind of that stage persona look about it, is really, I think, a beautiful touch that Weir got out of Carey. This speech by Christophe, I think, is important because right here especially, he's telling Truman that he oughtn't leave the world because there's, I think the phrase is, there's nothing for you, you know, there's nothing more for you out there than there is in here. This is as real as it is out there. And what's really interesting is the sense to me that Truman really isn't... The big difference between the two worlds is that Truman is protected in Christophe's world and that nothing too terrible will happen to him. And that sort of protects him. It gives him, he can act with impunity. He doesn't have to be responsible. He can do stupid things because they would never let him die. Until the point when he tried to escape or when he seemed to be making a break for it. That's when the only time that they think that maybe it'd be okay to let him die. But he would never die in the real, in the world that he's was born into. But he can die in the real world, and he can't. There are, I think, more serious repercussions. Here's the, one of those reaction shots I was talking about. The character who is trying to free Truman is imploring him psychically to leave, as is the entire audience that's watching. And but I think that the tragedy of the Truman Show is that Truman Burbank will have an awful life. Once he gets out of this dome, he doesn't know how to, he's basically being taken out, it's like an animal in a zoo. He doesn't know, he can't survive in the wild, or it's not likely he's going to survive in the wild. And I guess you can look at it as uplifting is that he's taking that risk. But I don't think he really recognizes that. He doesn't have any experience, he doesn't really have any sense of what the wild is. I love the bitterness in his bow here as he's telling Christophe to fuck off, basically. And here's where the music and the audience reactions really make the audience think that they have seen this triumph of the spirit thing. And I don't see it. I think in the end, this is a movie that applauds what he's done, but also fails to recognize what happens after the credits. And in that way, I think it is making a commentary on the way we watch our narratives, that we don't want to extend them beyond their how they actually exist, that they don't want you to think about what happens after the end. Thank you for listening. This is the first time I've done this particular thing. We've reached the end of the movie. And I hope it's been worthwhile listening, and I look forward to you listening in the future.